Monday the 12th of May, Kof Beis La'Omer, Rabbi Chaim, fresh water, Hilchot Yichud.
Shuv, the Chush of the Kuol. The intent of this Shia is not fasting the Shailas Halacha Lameis and Hilchot Yichud. Shala Hilchot Yichud has to always be asked from a roof. The Frat, every Shala is a different Shuvah, it always depends on the circumstances. The intent of the Shia was to go down the background a bit of Hilchot Yichud, at least firstly one Nuk went to ask Shaila, and secondly, very often the Frat in Hilchot Yichud, the person is not forewarned and doesn't have time to ask Shaila, so then it was kedai to know the Lochus himself. The Issa Yichud, is it a deraisa or is it an Issa Drabunon? Is in Tor in Simuch of Beis, Shteit, Neven Wezach of Beis, Shteit, that the Issa Yichud is an Issa deraisa. He learns out from a pusik. The Tosafot says that the Gemara condition of Tayish states remez liyichud, the remez for the Issa Yichud min HaTorah, because the pusik in Parshas Re'eh says ki yisischu ben yimechu, when the son of your mother were trying to incite you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has got a kashon on pusik and changes slightly the meaning and says ben yimechu means that the son tries to incite his mother to be Ovid Avodah. So the Gemara, why not give the son, the mother, why not someone else? So the Gemara, because in order to incite someone to be Oiv and Aveira of Avodah Zarah, it would have to be done in privacy. If there was somebody else there, they would dissuade them. So which two people can be together in privacy? A mother and a son, you can get a case where they'd be together alone. Another person with another lady is Usa, and that's the Raya that is an Issa Yichud. The Bach brings down a different Mekor from a Gemara in the sector of Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara says the Lushan Yichud Bas Yisrael Deraisa. Rambam in Hilchos Hasidus Biyush says an andre Lushan. The Rambam says it's Medivre Kabula, and the Bishyasa says that the Rambam was Medayak the Lushan Gemura Remez LeYichud Min HaTorah. The Lushan Remez is Mashma. Faket. That's not the Poshup Shat in Pesach. It's only a Remez, and that's what the Rambam says. It's only Medivre Kabula. And Achrenim is Ashayle, but that's the Rambam. What's the meaning of Medivre Kabula? Does the Rambam mean it's Rabunam? Because sometimes you find the Rambam writes on something which is Aluch Lameshim Sinai, which is Deraisa, the Rambam calls it Divrei Kabula. The Torah is clearly a Deraisa, and the Rambam is not clear whether he holds it Deraisa or not. Min HaTorah, the Issa Yichud is only with an Erva, that means an Isha, who's Chai the Krisis. A lady who's Chai the Lavin, Lemushel, last week, Sedra, a Grisha to a Kohen Hediot, is a Machloikis. In Prisha steht as a Zanissa Dereise, and in Kiyah Seife steht as a Mishka Dereise, only Chaybe Krisis is a Dereise. This is Chaybe Lavin. A Pnia, a lady who is not married and she's Tahoire, is Zecha only a Drabunon. The Gemara says that Dovid HaMelech was Goyza on Yichud Shal Pnia, and a Goyza is also only Drabunon. The Gemara says that Shammai and Hillel were Goyza on the Yichud of a Kutis. Pifke Tshuva in Simuch of Beis brings down from Chivas Chavas Yue, Simen Ayin Gimel. Now the Shtetelch has instated Binnen Sudom, that the Issa Yichud Men HaTorah is only one and one. One man, one lady is the Issa Yichud. Later we'll see there are cases of Issa Yichud where there's more than one there. Duzuk the Chavas Yue is Zecha only an Issa Rabunam, Nishkan Issa Dereise. Dereise is only Issa one with one. Chavsach Nafkeminis when there's fakers and other three from the Hokel, so then some of the place come a more makel when there's more than one because it's only an Issa Drabunon. And to Santa Shailab Chizem, which brings out the Chumra of Issa Yichud, Zamachleke Sachronim knows that Allah Sirim in the Torah is Mishloim the Pleb Kirch Nefesh, Shailab, a life in danger, is Chayban, Smutis to be Oiv and Issa, Abit to save someone's life. Besides three Averis, Giraroyas, Abedizur, Shvichas Dumen. If the Issa Yichud is included, is it a part, is it a sniff of the Issa of Gidei Aroyis, or is it a separate Issa? Now, Gemina, is there a din of Yehurig Val Yave by the Issa Yichud? So the Choyim of Issa Yichud, Machloikis, under Choyim holds that it's part of Gidei Aroyis, under Choyim holds that the Bezindra Issa is not considered part of the Issa of Gidei Aroyis. I mean, Sassanta Shari is a Chagzen which is built on this Machloikis. What happens if, let's say, a midwife has to travel on Shabbos, Pekuach Nefesh, she's looking to be Mechal Shabbos. But what will happen if the oifen that she has to travel, the way that she's going to travel to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, she has to be over then it's the yichud. Now, if you're going to say that the Issa Yichud is nishdoicha koch nefesh, then she won't have a heter to save someone's life by being over Issa Yichud. If yet, is our Asher and Achronim, can somebody else travel with her, be Mechalel Shabbos, and travel with her in order that she shouldn't be over Issa Yichud, in order that she should be able to travel to save someone's life? If she won't be able to travel, then the Issa Yichud, then she won't be able to save someone's life. So in order that Yana shouldn't be over the Issa Yichud, perhaps someone is allowed to travel with her in order that she should be able to travel to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life. That's a Santa Shaila.
What's the
answer? What do you think Shaila is like? Issa Yichud. Is there a shear in time for the Issa Yichud? How long is the Issa Yichud? Is in Tshuvas Maril Diskin Chelik Beis Simen Reish Vov Shteta Zoy. Firstly, he says that somebody who's, even if there would be a Shia, and the Shia would be the amount of time it would take for the two of them to be Oivan Aveira, even if there would be a Shia, and the person was in the room for less than the Shia, the Zainan Issa Al Tzchat Tishia Usimen Aveira. Rabbi Klal, that even on somebody which has a shia, chapti shia is usam matzeh. Do the Meral Diskan after that, Amil said the Mestabri, one second, Amil said the Mestabri Moritz, he says like this, the Issa Yichud has no shia. What is it then? He says like this, the Issa Yichud is that if they're in a room together where they can remain there for a certain amount of time to be Oivan Aveira together, so they have the possibility of staying in the room together to be Oivan Aveira, then there's an Issa Yichud even for a second. Because if they're there together for a second, they can theoretically stay there for longer, and then there's an Issa, there's an Issa Yichud. The Issa Yichud is the capability of being able to stay together for a longer amount of time to be Oivan Aveira. So now what will happen in Mushul if it's impossible for them to stay there for a longer amount of time? Then the Chayah, there wouldn't be an Issa Yichud. The Shir is the fact that they can remain a longer amount of time. In a lift. In a lift, if the doors open automatically every so often, is if Shlomo Zalman Oyebach in his letter, Nazaskumam Sefer, Dvar Aluchas, Sefer, and Huchas Yichud, he writes that if the door will open automatically, that means it's not possible for them to stay there for a long enough amount of time to be over Nisri Yichud, then there's no issue. However, if the case would be that the door wouldn't necessarily open, they could stay there theoretically for a long amount of time, then even if they didn't, but they had the ability to do so, then there would be an Issa Yichud. With whom is it mutter to be miyachad, and with whom is it usa to be miyachad? Is the Mishnah Kedisha states that a son with his mother, and we already mentioned that was clear from the Pusik, a son with his mother, there's no Issa Yichud. The Mishnah says a father with a daughter, and a mother and a son, those two, father and son, mother and daughter, Nishtukan is father, daughter, mother, son, Nishtukan is the Yichud. The Bach writes that Slavdaska, father, daughter, mother, son, he has in another generation, a grandmother and a grandson, a grandfather and his granddaughter, or great grandson. Any descendant, Stephen Bach, is Mitter. What with different relatives, not descendants, is in the Gemurah Stephen condition, the Rav Asi says there's no Issa Yichud with a sister. This states in the Gemurah. But the problem is that the Rambam and the Tor do not bring down this Gemurah. They just write down the Mishnah that there's a Heter Yichud with a father and a daughter, mother, son. They don't bring down the Heter of a man with a sister. So the Sefer Bashmir states that Emechanama, they don't paskin like that. And the Rambam and the Tor hold there's an Issa Yichud even with a sister. No. Even Samethi, we'll get to that in a second. There is a Yichud with a sister. The Chokhma Suda Mabah Paskin, La Halucha, that, as if it's a Shtait in the Gemurah, that there's no Issa Yichud with a sister. And as if it's then, the Brink, Master Rav, the Chazanish, the Chazanish, the Chazanish, the Master, the Chazanish lived next to his sister, and so it's gemacht, Amul Shaila with the Yichud, and he was not Machme on the Issa Yichud with a sister. Now, why is it Mutter, the Issa Yichud with a sister? Is in place of Sarosh in condition says that is. The Mishnah says, and that's clear from the Pusik, that a mother and a son there's no Issa Yichud. What's different about a mother and a son? Look at Sarosh, because there's no Yetzer Hara between a mother and a son, there's no yes tahor, and a maid, there's no yes tahor. Look at the Torah. And the Gemara looks in Yina that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were mevatel the yes tahor of aroyes between relatives. There's no yes tahor of aroyes on relatives. The maid is the Torah. So if his man is there, but there's no yes tahor on the sister, there's no issa of yichud. Oy vasoy, looking under achronim. Then it's love dafka sister. If the yisoda heta of a sister is the fact that Anshikhanet Agzoyle removed the yet for own relatives, then it is heta not limited dafka to a sister. He is in under a craven, but in zay mitta and aunt, the chadoyma, craven blood relatives, nit dafka sister, there would be a heta. Well, I'm just saying it's a little schwer maker to them because even in a sister itself, is the Bashmir house of his usa. So this is a heta based on a sister, and sister alone is issued a clue the heta. Come to Yoshana. The Gemara says that although there's a heta of yichud by a sister, but to live together the kviyas, lose the kviyas with the sister is an issa. The only heta is the yichud of arai, temporary, but to live together the kviyas is an issa. Now what does it mean to live together the kviyas? It's something which is very unclear. What does it mean to live together the kviyas? How long is it considered that we're living together the kviyas? Under half, even a few days could be a shayla of a kviyas. The Me'arik says what you said, that it's, once we've been together for 30 days, that would be considered a dira b'kviyas. Yeah. The Moshe Feinstein in Evan Weser, Chelik Dalit, Simon Samach Dalit, looked that if parents leave the house on a regular basis at night for a few hours, and they leave behind a son and a daughter themselves, and it goes on a regular basis for a few hours a night, but that that's considered a dira b'kviyas, and this is one Issef and Yichud, even though they're a brother and sister. Not a shayla, but a gate to relatives. In the Gemara states that there's no Issef Yichud when Ishtoi Imoy, a husband and wife, when they're together, there's no Issef Yichud whatsoever, because Ishtoi Mishama says there's no Issef Yichud when the wife is there. What happens if not the wife is there, but one of these relatives that's mutter nissa yichud. Let's say you've got a father and his daughter. There's no issa yichud between a father and a daughter, and there's another lady there. Is there an issa yichud between a father and that lady, or do we say because the daughter is there, when that daughter is no issa yichud, there's no issa yichud at all? Is in Sefer Pesach Shiva brings from Sefer Zchol Avraham that there is an issa yichud. It doesn't help the fact that his daughter is there, and there's an issa yichud, father daughter with another lady. Andrew Dingenzich with this Zchol Avraham, and I think that the minig is lahukul that when there is a relative there, that there's no issa yichud, they're not machme on issa yichud. However, I just want to point out that this is outgit by a father and a daughter, and you come to a brother and a sister. A brother and a sister is shina machlikis, and the shmiel hold. Lahachme, even a brother and sister. I mentioned earlier that we're not knowing lahachme and a brother and a sister, but to take it as they write to be makel even when someone else is there, can then shenishduka mukum lahokul. How many people were? And someone else? How many people, or ladies or men, are there that there will still be a shayla of yichud? Is the mission condition state a chilik between men and ladies? The Mishnah says two men and one lady is no issa yichud. Two ladies and one man, there is an issa yichud. As this states in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains why is it that two ladies there's an issa yichud, and the two men not. So the Gemara says nushim daton kalus. As this states, nushim daton kalus. Now two pshutim in the Rishonim and chaf kanaf kemin ledina. Two pshutim in the Rishonim. What does it mean nushim daton kalus? Rashi says that is that we're worried. All about issa yichud is we're worried that we're even aver together. Now, if there's two there, then we'll be embarrassed to be even aver in front of someone else. But so we're about nushim daton kalus, so we're worried that both be even aver. He'll be even aver with both of them. We made it as an issa yichud, one man with two ladies. Now, just an afkamin of the dina, l'chore loit Rashi. We mentioned earlier there's a shia, at least to be able to stay that a certain amount of time together. Be'ovin issa yichud, the Rashi, when there's one man there and two ladies, the issa is the fact that he'll be over, it's based on the fact that they'll be both be over an Aveira, you need a bit of a longer period of time to be over the Issa Yichud, or the ability to stay there a bit of a longer time to be over the Aveira with two of them. The ritual says a different shot, and the ritual says, Lushan Dat and Kalas is that they cover up one for another. The Bamas Chash is only one will be over an Aveira. But we're worried that she won't be embarrassed to be over an Aveira because no, they cover up, Lushan Chapas was it, they cover up one for another. Rashi is taking that Pebeis in Kedishin. And Pashas Rashi is going to Shetuzi. Rashi says there's only in Issa Yichud one man with two ladies. One man with three ladies in Ishtu can Issa Yichud. So this is in Rashi. There are two arguments. Now Pashas Rashi is going to Shetuzi. But Rashi Pashas is going to Shetuzi. Because Rashi holds the Issa of one man with two ladies is the fact that both will be Oiv and Avera. So it's actually Nechshash is only by one man and two ladies. Once you've gone maybe a bigger crowd with one man and three ladies, there's no Chshash anymore. The Ritvu holds that the Chshash there if there is because Lusha Mechapas are there, they cover up one for each other, then the Chshash is Mishkechilik. One man, two ladies, three ladies, is doing it even one man and three ladies. The Remu brings down a shit, the shit of Rashi B'Shem Yeshoimrim. Yeshoimrim that there's a heter, one man with three ladies. Haluch al-Matra, I saw in Shuvah Shevet HaLevi, when I was in Chele Gimel Simen Kis Pei Gimel, it looked as a chetchil of woman machne zayin, even by one man and three ladies. But Thomas is a tzorek gudel, or that's an Andres Smith, kemen meke zayin, and Simen zayin of Shittes Rashi.
Is the time limit?
Where?
The number limit. No, is the number, the time limit.
L'chore, it should change the time, L'chore, as I mentioned earlier. L'chore, Loit Rashi, come to bring a stark kasha. And I found Rav Moshe Feinstein also's kasha in the Gesmusha and where the Chelibay Simen Tzavuf. Rashi learns that the Issa of one man and two ladies is that Lechoshish will be over the veil with both of the ladies. Now look, that's the whole chash. Now it says without that chash, there wouldn't be an Issa Yichud because one would be embarrassed to be over the veil in front of the other one. Now Lechoshish, what would happen if you have one man with two ladies and one of those ladies will, there's no chanuch chash to be mezana. The chore loit Rashi dafish zan kanitza, because loit Rashi the whole chash of one man and two ladies is the fact that both of them will be oiv an avera. But if we have a case where one of them zeker won't be oiv an avera, that's as good as one man and three ladies. The whole issa loit Rashi of one man and two ladies is that both ladies will be oiv an avera, and the three ladies were not choshish. So the chore one man where one of those ladies will be oiv an avera, one man and two ladies dafish zan kanitza. I go back to the shari we mentioned earlier where you have one man, two ladies, and one of those ladies is a relative of his, where there's no chash of Issa Yichud. We have father, daughter, and another lady. So we said that the Schor Avruam is machmer when there's a man there and his daughter and another relative. But lechore, lechrashi doesn't make sense, because lechrashi, the whole chash is only that both will be over an avera. Once you're in a matzav where one of them won't be over an avera, lechore, lechrashi, there's no mukim lahachmer. I found Rimosha Feinstein, Yigus Moshe, Evan Weser, Chedik Beis, Simen Tazvuf, is Mo'ere de Shaila. And I'm not saying that's a push. Because in Rashi, there's a big condition here in Rashi. Rashi said the Feirish. Although Rashi asked one man, Rashi was Mata, one man and three ladies, so to Rashi, that's only by Ein Iskoi Imanushim. What? But however, a man who has dealings with ladies, who mostly sells ladies' clothing or ladies' shoes or anything, is Iskri and Malushim, so Trashi, then there's an Issa, and then there's an Ashik Shatna Gemura, there's an Issa, one man with three ladies. Why? Pashas the vote is that here Rashi's maskim to the Svur of the ritual. We had earlier two pshutim and why one man and two ladies is this. Rashi learns the Chshash is because both will be Oiv and Avera, and that's why by three there's no Chshash. The ritual says because Mechapas are there, they cover up for each other. By Iske and Mamlushim, Pashas Rashi is masking to this Surah that they cover up for each other. The men is doing Issa even by one man and three ladies. Now, Shteti Chokhma Sudom, that the Issa of one man and three ladies by Iske and Mamlushim is not after he has dealings with ladies, he sells things to ladies, even if it's a matzav which the Shulchan Aruch terms as Liboy Gaspo. He's heimish with her. The Moshel, they grew up together, they lived in the same building together, in other places and states. If they work in the same office together, they work together, so there's a certain heimishkeit between them. It's the most nishdu the heter from Rashi of one man and three ladies. Memele Bazoi, we could go back to understand the Schol Avrum, because now we come out the liberal gospel. There is no het of one man and three ladies. So Lechoyra Bazet, you have one man and two ladies, and one of them is his blood relative. Lechoyra, that's like Libre Gospel. And by Libre Gospel, you don't have the het of Rashi of one man and three ladies. This is out the shear that's necessary of Nushim, how many Nushim created is the Yichud. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah says that by Anushim, by men, two men have no Issa. Two men have no Issa. Stated the Gemara condition. This is out by Ksheirim. Erlich Yidin, two Erlich Yidin, there's no Issa Yichud. By Priestin, the Mishkan Erlich is, with the Gemur, Afile Yid or Usa. Afile 10 is Usa. Yeah, but another person would have an Issa. If there's 10, there's 10 Priestin, there's one man, an Erlich Yid, that it shouldn't have, doesn't have the heads of two men when a Priestin there. Will sich mal aufstellen, du, mit der starke Kasha und der Bia Gru. The Guan in Biagul, on this din of Pritzim, he says that men Pritzim are the same as the Gemara says Nushim Dalton Kalis. The reason why men Pritzim are also even more than two is because it's the same as Nushim, which the Gemara says Dalton Kalis. And Achoya, that's very schwer, because Rashi says that by Nushim Dalton Kalis is the Issa only by two. Once you come to three, there's no Issa anymore. There's Shteklo and Rashi. Now the Gemara says clearly that by Pritzim there's Issa even ten. And the Biagru, when he's Mitzrayim, when he compares these two halachas, the Mamash brings down Rashi. And it's very schwer, because the Rashi is Zechin Shkantishto. Rashi learns the Issa of Nushim, Daf, and Kalef only makes an Issa for two ladies. Once he comes to three, there's no Issa. And by Priestim, the Gemara says Mefurish, there's the Issa even by ten. Now, the Gemara says that Rav, Samuel Rav, was once in a Matzav of Yichud with two men, and he was Machmen. Um dem gefragt, der Mishnah steht, it's mitzvah yichud, even by two men is no mitzvah yichud. Und Rav gesucht, der Mishnah ist only talking about ksherim. Ich bin nicht kein Kush. Also jetzt Rav gesucht. Sucht der Rambam, oi was soll, sehen wir, also this thing doesn't apply to us. And the Mishnah sucht der Rambam, there's no hetzah yichud by two men. Because we don't have a matzah today of ksherim. Unfortunately, all men today are considered as zevi pritzim. And if Rav said it himself, he wasn't a kusha. Is the Rama passes aluch lematzah as zepasu b'shachaluch? There's no heter for two men. Other rishonim argue and say the Rav was only a chumra amid his chassidus, and be'etzem there's a heter even bezman azeh for two men as long as they're ksherim. Once you come to pritzim, it's mefirish negemura sezamis. And as they paskin the remove. However, the Gemara says that even by Ksheirin, that we work, let's say, with the Ramu, that Pastim, like the Gemara, that Ksheirin is a heter of two, Shtetet the Gemara, that's only in town. But Derech, if they're on the way, they're traveling, there's no heter of two men and one lady. Why? Look at the Gemara, because we're worried that perhaps one of the men will need to go somewhere. Shami Yitzarek and Nekovot. And if you're only two men and one lady, you'll be left over with a matzav of one man and one lady. It's one issa, it's an yichud, and you need to have three men and one lady to be matzav the issa yichud. That's only in a derech, which is chutz here. If you're in a derech, the toich here, that everybody's there and people walking, they can say that that's mishka matzav and an issa yichud. But if you have a derech chutz here, where there's not a lot of traveling, is dorten do an issa yichud. Even two men and one lady, the kula owner. The Moshe Feinstein in Igis Moshe Chelik Dalet in the Samachay is a bit of a suffix. What's the halacha on a motorway? On a motorway, there's cars traveling Kaseda. In a normal hour, there's cars traveling Kaseda. So the chura, that's not considered a derech. Because the derech is only a place where it's secluded, where you can come to an Issa Yichud. However, there's always a chashash that perhaps they can drive off the motorway and go onto a side street. And Dalton, that's Mitzikim and Samis Yid. And the Shaila is here, where we choshish for such a thing? This, in the Gemara you find, when they are the Derech, they're in a secluded place, they have only two men there, it's one Issa because maybe one of them will go away. But if you're today on the motorway where there's lots of people there, do we have to be choshish that perhaps they'll turn off the motorway and go to a secluded place and they'll become a Issa Yichud? That you don't find in the Gemara Le Issa. But the Meister, the Chatzchile, is Machmen then. The Ramu brings down from the rises, a great chimra. The Gemara states a chimra of derech. Look the rises, that is an issa somewhere else similar to derech, belayla, by night. If you have two men and one lady, so the rises is doa issa yich. Why? Just like look the chazal choshish by a derech, that perhaps one of them is going to go away. So the rabbit, you have to be choshish by night, perhaps one of them will fall asleep. And if one of them falls asleep, you've got an issa yichud on your hand. The merit of the rabbit, by night, you always need three men and one lady. Now, I haven't found anyone talks about this. What is considered night? What does it mean night? Is it total on light and dark? So in the winter in London, when it's 4:30, it's dark. But then an issa yichud with two men, less than three, or in the summer, taka, you could wait until almost 11 o'clock, and with zayin kanis the yichud, two men and one lady, or is it totally on times when the rashash to fall asleep, and unfortunately they can happen middle of the day as well sometimes. But yeah, but chonish gezein klu regedim. Just want to add another halacha that just like two men and one lady, the rabbit holds, there's no heter for by night. We had Rashi earlier, where the Ramuz brings down the Yeshayimrim. Three ladies and one man, there's no heter yichud. What happens by night? If you have three ladies and one man by night, it's Shindu Ashtik Hashayim Dachayimrim, Ramusha, in Yigas Moshe, again, Chedik Dalas, and the Samach Dalas, takes on, it's a bit misupik about it, but the Maisi is Machman, and says, if you have three ladies and one man by night, there's no heter. Three ladies and one man by night is usa, and you need to have a fourth one there, fourth lady, to have the heter of Rashi by night. No, Tashin doesn't help, because you're worried they're going to fall asleep.
Is there age?
Well,
no,
it's 100 years old. Now, in Prisha, state a Mordechai. In Prisha, state, what does the rabbit say? The rabbit says, you have two men and one lady there, there's an issa yichud, because we're worried that one is going to fall asleep. So, Prisha, what happens if there's three men there by night, but they're all planning to go to sleep? None of them plan to stay awake. That's what they're here for. They're here to go to sleep. So if the state realizes that sleeping is healthy for issa yichud. So the Prisha, if you have three men there and they're all going to sleep, that's an issa yichud. Azishtet and Prisha, Hashem derives. And that comes out, a Mujdik and Chumr come out. If you have a house, where there's a few people staying there, Pashtas, you have a few men and a few ladies, that is like an issa yichud. Loi the Prisha, if they're all asleep, and one of them is awake, there's no problem, then an issa yichud. The Gevaldik and Chumr from the Prisha is in Sefer Ezim Kodesh, from Betshul Shiruf, Evazung Amdish. And he says that is, this is their Shinah Surah. He says the whole Ravid only applies by two men. What was the chashash of the rabbit? That one of them will fall asleep, and the male of a dime, and it's a yichud. That will only help if Yen is in a real deep sleep. But if Yen is just dozed off, don't be worried to be over and away together, because in a second he could be awake. So the chashash is like this. The chashash of the rabbit is, there'll be two men there and one lady, and one of them has fallen asleep. When they see that it's in a real deep sleep, then the chashash will be over and away. But if you have three there already, or four there, and you're worried that maybe two of them are going to fall asleep, or two of them have gone to sleep, it's very hard to synchronize it. He says, you're going to have to watch one of them, see that it's in a deep sleep, then you're going to run to the other one to see that, make sure he's also in a deep sleep, then you're going to run back and make sure the other fellow hasn't woken up in that time, which doubles in the shtukach shash of Issa Yichud. So the whole shash of the rivet is only when there's only two there, and one will fall asleep, then there's a chash that mamash when it's p'nazah, and the richtig deep sleep, they'll be oven averis together. But once you have more than one there, that the tshutshruv, in ishtu kashash, bin anetzi yichet. Still a lot to talk about, that's the courtesy of the Gavu, and we can continue this a different time.